भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Does anyone have any reading glasses? Forgot mine home. What verse did you all learn? You didn't practice it. Okay, we'll do an easy one. Let's do this one. Gosh, it's worse. Okay, we'll try. Yeah, why didn't you do that? Looks like number 7 would be easier. Number 7.
Kachinno Bandhava Rama.
Oh, no.
Kachit no bandhava rama, sarve kushalam asate, kachit smaratano rama, yuyam bhara sutamita, kachit no bandhava rama, sarve kushalam asate, kachit smaratano rama, yuyam bhara sutamita. Read together. Gopavriddhamscha vidhivad yavishthair abhivanditah yatha vayo yatha sakhyam yatha sambandham atmanah samuppetyatha gopalan hasya hasta grihadilih visrantam sukhamasinam paprachhu paryupagatah prishtas Sanamayam Sveshu, Prema Gadgadaya Gira, Krishne Kamala Patrakshe, Sanyastakula Radhasaha. Translation: Lord Balaram then paid proper respects to the elder cowherd men, and the younger ones all greeted him respectfully. He met them with all with smiles, handshakes, and so on, dealing personally with each one according to age, degree of friendship, and family relationship. Then, after resting, the Lord accepted a comfortable seat, and they all gathered around him, with voices faltering out of love for him. Those cowherds, who had dedicated everything to lotus-eyed Krishna, asked about the health of their dear ones in Dwaraka, and Balaram in turn asked about the cowherds' welfare. Text 7. Oh, that's done. Oh, it's 9 also, right? So, text 7 translation. The cowherd said, O Rama, are all our relatives doing well? And Rama, do all of you, with your wives and children, still remember us? Text 8.
Dishtya kamso hatah papo, dishtya mukta surut jana. Nihatya nirjitya ripon dishtya durgam samashrita.
It is our great fortune that sinful Kamsa has been killed and our dear relatives freed. And it is also our good fortune that our relatives have killed and defeated their enemies and found complete security in a great fortress. Text 9.
Gopyo hasantya paprachha Rama Sandarshana Drita Kachit Aste Sukham Krishna Putra Stri Janavallabha.
Shukadev Goswami continued, honored to have the personal audience of Lord Balaram, the young gopi smiled and asked him, is Krishna the darling of the city women living happily? Purport: according to the acharyas, Lord Krishna's beloved girlfriends were smiling with divine madness since they were feeling extreme unhappiness in separation from their beloved Krishna. Lord Ram deeply respected their great love for Sri Krishna, his younger brother, and thus the term Rama Sandarshanadritaha carries the meaning that Balaram honored the gopis as well as the given meaning that they honored him.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा माह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So, we see Lord Balaram here is visiting Vrindavan. Few months ago, we have been reading of how different devotees actually visit Vrindavan. And one of those devotees was sent by Kamsa to Vrindavan. Does any one of you know, children? Who was it that Kamsa sent to Vrindavan? Hari? Akura, correct. So Akura was sent to Vrindavan. And what was his mission? What was he supposed to do? Sorry? What did he say? Tell Krishna something. Okay. We're going in parts. What's your name? What's his name? Keshava. Okay, good. You got my name. So he was supposed to tell Krishna something. Who else would like to try and finish up the sentence? Yes, Gauranga. To bring Krishna and who else? Balaram. To bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. What for? For a wrestling match. For a wrestling match. Hey. So Akura, he came to Vrindavan to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. And what did Kamsa wanted to do with them? Yeah? To kill them. He wanted to kill them because so many demons Krishna and Balaram have already killed, and Kamsa would like to get rid of Krishna and Balaram. So, was Akura happy about that trip? Was he happy about the trip? He was happy. Why? Yes. Because he could see Krishna and Balaram. Vanamali? Is your name Vanamali? Okay. So, it was a very wonderful trip for Akura to go to Vrindavan. He was very happy. In fact, as soon as he heard the message of wanting to go, of being asked to go, he was very, very happy to go to Vrindavan because he himself wanted to see the Lord personally, and he was constantly contemplating and thinking of how he would go and how he would pay respects to Krishna and Balaram, he would be in their company and so forth. And even to the point of thanking Kamsa. He said, what a great gift Kamsa has given me that I'll go now and I'll be able to see my Lord, my Lords. Then later on, someone else went to Vrindavan. Krishna had sent someone else. You know who that person was? His name begins with U. Somebody else. Okay. Yes, Hari. Never mind. Gopal. Oh, you're Gopal. That's right. Okay, good. And he didn't complain. Okay. Yeah. Uddhava. And what is your name? Huh? Rai Kishori. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Uddhava. So Uddhava, he also went to Vrindavan, and he went with a message because Krishna, he wanted to He wanted to appease the gopis because having left Vrindavan, the gopis were, of course, they were all very much distressed and in separation from Krishna. And Krishna, feeling also separation from them, wanted to give them a message. But he didn't want to go himself because if he goes back, they will all, being in distress and the condition they were in, they wouldn't want him to leave. And therefore, he's sending Uddhava. Who was Uddhava? What was his relationship with Krishna? They were best friends, and also they were cousins. Yes, they were cousins. So Uddhava went there, and there is usually a very important respect paid when you're meeting someone. Like if you're a junior, like if you're a child and you're meeting some adult, how do you greet them? How are you supposed to greet them? How are you supposed to greet them? How we see, like, when Krishna would meet some elderly person, what would he do? Behind you, Gauranga. What's your name? Sundari. Sundari, your turn. Okay, you'll offer a cup of water to them. Okay, that's part of it. You treat them nicely and you offer a cup of water. Very good. Who else? What else would they do? Karuna. You pay obeisances or you touch their feet. Yeah, what else? Gauranga? You will offer them a seat. Like we see, even Krishna himself, he does that also. To when some brahmanas or some great devotee comes to him, he would do the same. Yes, Vanamali. Right? You will welcome them warmly. So this is a certain greetings that one would do. And if one is an equal, how would they receive someone who is your equal? If you're receiving a friend, how would you do that? What's your name? Champakalata. Such a beautiful name. Yes, Champakalata. You give them a hug, you embrace them, yeah? They're your friends. What else? You welcome them warmly and you offer them something and so forth and so on. What? Yep, you had your hand up. Okay, I guess she changed her mind. Yes, Gauranga? You can play with them. You can play with them, of course. They're your friends, you can play with them. You can't play with your elders and you can't make jokes with your elders, but you can play with your friends. Give them a seat to watch some Krishna conscious TV. Sorry? Takurani. Lord Krishna. Oh, little Krishna, very good. Yes? Rai Krishna's brother, what's your name? Rai Takurani's brother. Okay, what's his name? Srini Ketan. You're brave enough to raise your hand, Srini Ketan. So now we see Balaram coming to Vrindavan, and in a similar type of message for Krishna, I mean for the gopis and Nanda and Yashoda. And the gopis and the devotees in Vrindavan, all the cowherds and so forth, since Krishna has left, they're always in distress and they were constantly in separation from him and crying. It is described, the whole scene in Vrindavan, no one was cooking, they were not cleaning, they were not they had no life, practically speaking. But this this position of separation is described as the highest form of relationship one can have with somebody, with one's lover. And so there is description, Srila Prabhupada described that seva, that service as vipralamba seva, which is serving the Lord in separation. So even though they may appear to be suffering, they may appear to be in distress, they may appear to be miserable, actually they are in the highest form of devotion to the Supreme Lord. And it is because they are constantly remembering Him. They are in distress, but because they are constantly remembering Him, that is what gives them the pleasure inside. Actually, this inside pleasure is what everyone is looking for. Everybody is looking for the pleasure outside, and most people in the world are looking for the material pleasure outside. But the pleasure is actually inside, and one needs to look inward by chanting the mantra, by remembering the Lord, by constantly hearing about Him. Students, what are different ways that you can remember the Lord? What are different ways you can remember Him? Nobody? Huh? You're chanting japa, chanting the names of the Lord, Champakarata. You can read about the Lord, you can read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. You can listen to Kirtan, Janava or Janavi. What's your name? Janavi. Janavi. Yeah, you can listen and hear about the Lord. You can cook for Him. You can do dramas for Him. You can chant kirtan. You can come to the temple. You can come to Bhagavatam class. So all these are different ways that you can remember the Lord. You can remember the devotees. You can serve the devotees. There's so many ways. Go out in Sankirtan. Go out in Harinam. So in so many ways we can remember the Lord. And when we remember the Lord, that's when we actually feel the pleasure. Sometimes it's in extreme cases, like in the case of Kunti Devi. She said a prayer. She actually prayed to the Lord for distress. And in the first canto, she mentioned Vipada Shantuta Shashvat Tatra Tatra, like that. That my dear Lord Krishna, when Krishna was just about to leave, the battlefield of Kurukshetra was over, the Pandavas have won, and now Krishna was now leaving to go back to Dwarka. And Kunti Devi came up to him and said, my dear Lord Krishna, please let these calamities happen again and again. Bring me distress. Because when we have distress, we think of you. Even in this world also, when we have distress, we are constantly praying out, we're calling out, we're more attentive to pray to God, to chant our rounds and take shelter of the devotees and so forth. When there is no distress and when we are happy, we don't really think that we don't really get that desire, strong desire to pray to the Lord and beg for mercy. So the distress is actually good for us because it helps us to pray to the Lord more. We more intensely want to remember Him and beg for His mercy. So Kunti Devi was praying like this. Let the calamities happen and again, because when the calamities happen, we pray to you, we remember you. And by remembering you, the calamities go far away. The idea is to just remember Krishna. How can I remember Krishna? And whatever it will take to remember Krishna, that is good. Because when you remember Krishna, all these calamities, all these problems, they go far away and you feel ecstatic. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see also in his, when he left when he left home, Vishnupriya, the second wife, was in anxiety. He left home and at the age 24, he took sannyas and his wife was only 16 years old. But she endured the rest of her life in separation. It is part of our philosophy, actually, the separation of, not necessarily separation, but the fact that we are constantly remembering the Lord. The idea is to constantly remember Him. The gopis of Vrindavan, they were constantly remembering Him and remembering the pastimes and the good times they had in the rasa dance and how Krishna would play with them and His sweet smiling and His sidelong glances. And constantly remembering these pastimes with the Lord, they were always in ecstasy. Internally they were in ecstasy, outwardly they were crying in distress. When a materialistic person looking at these devotees in distress may think, what suffering, and why is it that they have to still maintain a relationship with a person who has forsaken them, who has gone away from them? How could this be love? If you leave your family members and you go away, and you don't apparently not showing any connection with them, not calling them, not having any relation, so a materialistic person may think like that. But in our philosophy, we see that as the highest form of worship of the Lord, to live in separation, to remember the Lord, and to constantly glorify Him and chant His holy names. So we in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we are giving this very high form of worship by chanting the Lord's holy names. By chanting His names, we will remember Him. We remember His pastimes. And we also give it to others so they can also get the benefit of it. I have a note here. Yeah. The gopis, they were constantly crying. And it is described that when Uddhava went back to Krishna, that he was crying cold tears and warm tears at the same time. When you cry cold tears, you're in happiness. You're very happy of something that happened. And you cry. You know, have you ever had that experience? When you're so happy, you actually cry. When you're in distress, obviously you have to cry. Most times you cry. But when you're in happiness also, you're so happy that you cry. So those tears are considered to be cold tears. And the gopis of Vrindavan, they were constantly crying. What kind of tears? Warm, because they were always in distress. So they were crying warm tears. Of course, there is happiness there. So, but Uddhava, he was crying both cold and warm tears because he was happy that he was able to see Krishna again, and he was distressed seeing the condition of the gopis in Vrindavan. So he was simultaneously crying cold and warm tears. Arjuna, he was fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and he had Krishna at his side, but he was constantly remembering Krishna. These wonderful devotees who have exemplified the different processes of devotional service. Like there is hearing and chanting. What are some of the other ones? Do you know? Hearing. Who exemplified hearing? Okay, tell me what. You were going to say something. Surrendering completely to the Supreme Lord. And who showed that more than anyone else? Bali Maharaj, wasn't it? Bali Maharaj, he has he is exemplified as the person who has done that the best by giving everything, surrendering everything to the Supreme Lord, even his own body and soul. So hearing Parikshit Maharaj, he was the one who heard. He heard from whom? Whom did Parikshit hear from? Shukadeva Goswami? So Shukadeva Goswami, he is exemplified as the greatest speaker. Shravana Kirtanam. Because he spoke the message and constantly remembering the Lord, speaking about the Lord, he's exemplified as the person who did kirtan. So there's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, and so forth. Smaranam, Prahlad Maharaj. We just heard the story of Nrisingadev and Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj was constantly remembering the Lord. So like that, going down the order, Lakshmi Devi and so forth. Akura for his prayers, Hanuman for his service, like that. So this feeling of separation and this distress is actually very good, because one gets a chance to remember the Lord, to constantly think about his pastimes and remembering different activities that they were performing together. All right. Any questions or comments? Yes, Jatari Prabhu. Jatari.
I was just trying to remember Hare Krishna. Uddhava and Krishna were cousins. How are their parents connected?
Their fathers were cousins or brothers, I think. Uddhava's father and Krishna's father were cousins.
What was this?
Can you take the microphone? Microphone.
There's a chart in the back of the old Bhagavatam, you can see. The Devamir Maharaj dynasty. Devamir Maharaj has one son named Surasen, and his son is Vasudev. And the other children has a two section. One section is that Uddhava's father, like this.
So were they cousins or were they like second cousins? Their father is a cousin. Yeah, that's what I thought. So in that way, you're considered cousins, are also good friends, and almost the same age. And not only that, but when the gopis saw Uddhava, he looked exactly like Krishna. He had on yellow dhoti, and looked exactly like Krishna. So they thought for a moment, oh, Krishna has come. But actually it was Uddhava. Afterwards they realized that it was actually Uddhava. And then when they realized that he was sent by Krishna, then they brought him to a secluded place to ask him questions, intimate questions about Krishna and what he's doing and different things like that. So they were very happy. He spent a few months there, actually. Uddhava spent a few months in Vrindavan. Balaram here is only going to spend 2 months. And he will also be in ecstasy dealing with the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan and his parents, Nanda and Yashoda. 3 months? I see.
When Krishna went to this laundry man that he killed, then the tailor made the dress for him and Balaram. His old dress, he gave it to Uddhava. Uddhava actually literally had Krishna's dress from Vrindavan.
Remnants.
Yeah, remnants.
Anything else? Okay. So we'll end there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.